Do you guys like having fun?
Okay.
Well, sometimes you and other people can't always have fun. I'm going to tell you a story about that. So there was once a woman. I know, it's amazing. This woman. Amazing. And this woman had been sick for 12 years, which is more than you can count on both hands. I tried. She had seen many doctors, and she couldn't, and she was not getting any better at all. She only was going worse. And she wasn't having any fun at all. So she decided to take a risk. She decided to cross the boundary. She decided to reach out and touch the hem of Jesus' cloak. And she was healed instantly. That's amazing, right? So, and she could have fun again. And she could help others have fun. So, yeah, that's all I have. So, now will you say a prayer with me? Please. Repeat after me. Dear God, help all people who are suffering. Help all people who have lost hope.
I've Been to the Mountaintop by Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop.
And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will.
And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over and I've seen the promised land.
I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. And so I am happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Mark 5:24-34. So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in a crowd and touched his cloak. Because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered. "And yet you can ask, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering."
Good morning. Really quick, I'd just like to thank all the youth and parents that went on to the mission trip, especially Pastor Gusty, for joining us. And also, I'd like to do a quick thank you to the whole congregation for sharing your support with us. It is much appreciated, so thank you. I'd like to set the stage a little bit for you here in regards to our scripture today. In Mark, like our wonderful Mason just shared with us, Mark 5, 24 to 34, we are reminded at this time that it was unheard of for a woman, especially a sick woman, to touch a man's clothes. And it was also equally as risky for a man to allow a woman to have touched his clothes. And this is what we call crossing boundaries. And these boundaries were crossed in this passage for a reason. Jesus being the healer, and the woman being the sick person. And how does this relate to Baltimore? Let me take you back to our experience there. I would say a lot of people would think that mission trip work is about helping other people, going out to do the good work. And I'm not saying that it's not about that, but it is about a little bit more. So in this scenario, what I found to be true in my journey was that we, SPC, St. Agnes, the youth, we were the sick people, right? We were the sick people, and Baltimore was Jesus. So we were the ones reaching out our hands, right, asking for healing, begging for healing, and not knowing it. We thought we were going out there to work, to help others, right? And then it all switched around. We came home knowing that we were the ones that were needing healing. It wasn't them all along. They were the healers. Jesus is Baltimore. Baltimore is Jesus. And we were the ones that were set free by the healing of the people of Baltimore. So now, just as Mason said, "Daughter, your faith has healed you," our continued faith and our continued tradition of going back to Baltimore each year and building those relationships is how we continue to heal ourselves. How we continue to heal ourselves is how we continue to heal the community, is how we continue to heal the church and the greater world around us. So I'm just very excited now to bring that healing back to SPC, and thank you again.
All right. When I read this Bible story, it tells me something. It tells me to this day there are people that care and want to help, even if it's risky and doesn't go as planned. It is really touching to see all these people who work at the center to help the neighborhoods in Baltimore and work with this community. It really makes me feel like there is hope in this world. I mean, I see people not doing this because they're scared that they might be a threat or be untrusted, but it's not the case. The people we met were very sweet and kind, and I would love to go back again and help because it makes me feel good to do this for the community. When I took this mission trip to the city of Baltimore, it was nice until we went further in and realized that there is a poor neighborhood that was not safe to live in. There were buildings boarded up and moss growing on the side of them. Then we got to our location. We had to get divided into two groups. Our group went to the Medical Addiction Center for opioids. It had a lovely garden that people don't treat well, so we cleaned it up. Then we went to the playground in the middle of the neighborhood, which is the only huge open space for kids to play on. We played kickball with them, which was fun. That day was very heartwarming. The kids were very nice and not rude at all. I would love to go back.
Sorry, it takes me an extra minute. Okay. On the mission trip, we did lots of activities as a group and with the community. One of the activities that my group did was that we went out, and while we were out, we had to pick up a special object. My special object ended up being a broken glass. So my group was out, and we were cleaning an area of trees and underbrush that was going to become a peace garden. And I picked up all these bottles, and they were all broken and everything, and we were all supposed to just throw them away. But I realized that as I needed a special object, I needed to pick something, but it had to be something that showed God through it. So one of the broken bottles, I realized that that broken bottle, it made me realize something about the people in the community that I was surrounded by on the trip. It was made in the same image as all other bottles and for the same purpose. And yet, it was broken, imperfect, not typically worth a second thought. But to me, that bottle represents people who are made in the same image of God and for the same purpose, to have a life filled with love. However, the people I spent time with in the city are often treated as though they are unworthy. There are many differences between those who have suffered and those who have not. But sometimes the main difference is the connections that people have. The connections with their families, friends, and community can be such a blessing if they are made. But without them, people might be left alone and disregarded by others. The people I met have suffered so much and yet still have such a glow and love of kindness in them that it is visible through their smiles and words. They may be broken in society's mind, but that is no excuse for the treatment they have received from the world. Broken does not equal unworthy.